As you have heard in the gospel reading today, it gives us a hint to what happened to the early Christian community, especially after the destruction of Jerusalem, 70 AD. And the Gospel of St. John was composed around 90 AD to 100 AD. By that time, a lot of blames were being put on Christians, and then not only by the Jewish people, but also by the Roman and the Gentiles as well. They're being pushed out of the synagogues. They are being pushed out of society, and they feel like they're being abandoned. They are being forgotten, and then all these things kind of escalate and begin to create an internal division among the early believers as well. And so we have to remember that the gospel, the four different accounts of the gospel, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, were written to affirm the faith of those particular community and to help them to see that even in the midst of what's going on in their own life, the gospel is worth living because it's worthwhile to be disciples of Christ. It's worthwhile to truly continue to believe and to truly be faithful to Christ no matter what's going on. And so how can one know what to do and what to follow according to what's right? Jesus said clearly today that he had sent forth the Holy Spirit among them to continue to console them. One of the great title of the Holy Spirit, not only the advocate, but also the consoler, the one who consoled people in their times of needs, of their trials. And then the advocate or the paraclete, it's the one who is able to advocate, like what St. Paul said, to be able to interpret all the groanings, the pains, the trials of the early Christian and interpret them at prayer, offer to God. So in our own life, even at times we don't know what to do in our own prayer life, what to do as we follow Christ when all the trials and hardships come, we know that we have a great advocate, the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, who understand, who intercede, and who will consult us in our time of need so that we can become more Christ-like. In proclaiming the good news, in being faithful to Christ, and to follow him at all costs. As we get closer and closer and closer to Ascension Sunday, for most of the dioceses in the U.S., we celebrate Ascension on Sunday. For most of the world, Jesus already ascended on Thursday, right? And so, I guess he had to wait a few more days for most of the people in America because I guess we're too busy during the weekday for Jesus to ascend. So he just have to wait until Sunday. But as we get closer and closer to the ascension, we hear more and more Jesus speaking about the Holy Spirit, sending forth the love between him and the Father to be among us, to help us, to be our consolation, our help, our advocate in times of need, so that we can become more Christ-like each day. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whatever going on in your life and my life right now, I want you and I, all of us, to invite the Holy Spirit in, so that he can help us to discern, to do what's right, what's good, what's loving, what's true, what's real, what's faithful, and what is humble in order to follow Christ at all times.